Hello and welcome to this ad hoc episode of the History of Yugoslav Football Podcast. As I indicated on the last proper episode, which was, of course, the Maximir Riot episode. Obviously, if you have not listened to that, please do go skip back an episode. Go and listen to it now. It's one that's got some great feedback and one that's proven to be, perhaps unsurprisingly, very popular. But as indicated there, obviously, there will be a little bit of a while till the next full episode, purely just because I released three episodes in a week and I need to write more stuff. But that doesn't stop there being some ad hoc podcasts. And I wanted to do one just now because we have two very good final weekends coming up in Slovenia and in Croatia. We'll go through Croatia first, because that's probably the one I want to sort of skip through the quickest. So last night we had the Croatian Cup final between Istra and Dinamo, which was an absolutely fantastic game. Dinamo went 3-0 up in the first 33 minutes, and it looked dead and buried at half time. Within the first 10 minutes of the second half, it was 3-2. Then few minutes later, it was 4-3. It ended up 6-3, but I think, you know, really a lot of praise is due to Istra for what they brought to the table. You know, obviously Dinamo were massive favourites for the game to, and you know, did secure their double. But you know, they knew they were in a real fight. And you know, that's the second half was just absolute end to end. Istra throwing everything forward, Dinamo catching them on the break. You know, it was fun, harum scarum, very, you know, quite honest, very un-Croatian in how it played out. Istra, however, have some business this weekend, and well, four teams have some business this weekend. Specifically, Varazdin, Istra, Lokomotiva, and Slaven Bilbao, because all four can go down. We'll mention the European race in a second, but I wanted to focus on this one first, I think, because this one has the biggest ramifications, of course, for the clubs involved. Istra will be away to Osijek, who have nothing to play for. Slaven host Varazdin, and Lokomotiva are away to Hajduk. Now, Hajduk have stuff going on, so we'll obviously mention that in a moment, but you know, it's a really big one, a really big weekend for those four sides. I've been reasonably consistent in thinking that it would be Varazdin who will be going down, but you know, they're probably the side who have the most chance of staying up if you're just slowly looking at their last fixture. You know, Slaven Bilbao have been out of form, and okay, Slaven Bilbao are hosting. They are a side who are unlikely to go down, because they basically require all the sides below them to win for them to go down, but they still do have something to play for, and that will probably play against Varazdin. I think I do want to see Istra stay up. I think this second half of the season, they've really come back. They've really put together quite an exciting team. I really have enjoyed watching Tadji Hara up front. I think he is definitely a player they've brought from the J League, and looks like he has a real future in a bigger league than Croatia, if I'm quite honest. Lokomotiva obviously have away at Hajduk. Toplak has brought them into a point where they should be reasonably hopeful about staying up, but you know, Hajduk have something to play for themselves, which we'll just hop onto now. So Hajduk, Rijeka and Gorica can all now finish either third or fourth, which means that two of those sides will be playing European football next season. Which two, we don't know. Hajduk basically have to win. Gorica and Rijeka basically have to win as well. There's not really any ifs or buts. A draw would be enough to take Gorica through, but into Europe for the first time. But you know, obviously, depending on Hajduk's result, that may well not be enough for Rijeka. We don't really know. Gorica Rijeka definitely will be the focal point of the weekend at the top of the table. Absolutely no doubt about that. That is going to be a very intriguing fixture. Christian Lovric is back. He has had a knee issue. I'm not quite sure how serious it is. I had heard rumours it was very serious and he would be out for a long period of time. He's been on the bench the past two game weeks, so I'm not quite sure how much they can use him at the moment. We will see, because obviously they need his unique skill set to get them results, which have been in short supply over recent weeks for them. All in all, putting Nathan McCullers to the mast here, I think Vavasin will go down. I think of the four sides, Savin, Lokomotiva, Istra, and Vavasin, I think they are the weakest. And I think they're probably the ones, and this is, sort of talking almost from a marketing point of view, they're the ones who sort of bring the least to the league. I think Easter have brought, have really turned themselves around these past few months into a side who you want to see stay in the league and want to see how they can progress, because they've got a really nice platform to build on now. And I'm more interested in seeing them in the top flight next season than I would be Vardasine. Moving north, because this is one we're probably going to spend most of the time talking, to be quite honest, we go to Slovenia. And for the second season in a row, it's just had an absolutely mad title race. It goes to the last day, of course. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about it. But quite aside from that, just like last season, the title will be decided on the final day with a match between the top two sides. Maribor host Mura in the Severozahodny derby. I have been practicing that. and it is winner takes all, basically. Maribor are 3 points ahead of Mura. So obviously, Mura have to win the title. Maribor just have to win or get a draw. The first tiebreaker is head-to-heads. So if Mura win, then they win the title. It is as simple as that. Olympia, who have led the way for months and who have had multiple chances to put this title to bed, have gone on a long run of bad results. They haven't won in their last, I think, six now. And that's cost them the title, quite simply. They haven't won for a month now. So the last win was against Copair on the 21st of April. Since then, Mura beat them 3-0, draw with Illumini, lost to Domžal, drew with Maribor, lost to Celier, and then a 96-minute winner from Leon Sever last night for Tabor Cezana killed their title hopes dead. Done, dusted. Don't need to talk about Olympia anymore. Thanks for coming, Goran Stankovic. Mandrić is going to fire you. That's how it works at that club. And we'll see what new dawn they have. Sorry, what new false dawn they have next season. Maribor Mura is... It's a unique one in terms of it's a rivalry. Obviously Olympia Celier last season was a competitive rivalry. In so much as there was that sort of short-term need for the to decide the title. This time you actually have the two big northeastern clubs in the league. The two have that geographical rivalry, that local rivalry, and we have fans back in the ground as well. So that's going to create a nice big atmosphere. I'm not sure if it's limited or not. For this Saturday, I think that certainly the crowds we had this midweek round of games were limited, but we'll certainly see on that. The point is, there's going to be a bit of an atmosphere as well. It has been a very, very funny season. Mura have been a team who, for a couple of seasons, have come close to staging a title run. And just sort of fallen away for whatever reason. generally, you know, they've gotten a couple of good results. They've gotten good results against the top sides. You know, that is something they are quite consistent at, to give them credit for. But then, you know, when it comes to actually maintaining the form, that's where they've fallen away. Now, the difference this season is that, well, no one's been in form. So they've sort of gotten into the title race by default without really having to do anything that special. And should they win the title, they will be claiming default of the two most wonderful words in the English language, as always. Maribor, sort of weird that they're involved as well. You know, obviously since they sacked Cameron Nacy and brought in Simon Rosman, you know, the focus has been on building for next season. And looking forward, you know, there are players who've sort of been ruled out, not because of injury or suspension. They're just ruled out because they're not part of the future of the club, like Devisevic, Secretu. You know, there's been that sort of work that you wouldn't normally see in the middle of a title race. And you know, particularly when you have a manager like Rosman, who is very dogmatic, he knows how he likes his size to play. It's sort of kind of interesting that you're seeing the building blocks for a whole revolution in play at the club, while also they have sort of just fallen by accident into maybe winning the title. For Maribor, it would be their 16th title. For Mura, it would be their first. And I will come to a prediction in a minute on that, because the other thing about the final day of the Slovenian season is that every game is going to count for something. Because, quite aside from Maribor Mura, we have Domžale Lumini, Bravo Olimpia, Tabor Cezana, Gorica, Celje Kopea. Now, aside from Tabor Cezana, Gorica, because Tabor Cezana secured their safety last night in beating Olimpia, every game has something on the line, because there are four clubs battling to avoid that relegation playoff place of ninth. Celje on 40 points, Bravo, Kopea, Alumni all on 42. Really, it's going to be a flip of a coin as to who gets safety, to be quite honest, because Celje have, you know, been in good form since sacking Jiří Jaroušek. Obviously topped off by beating Olimpia 4-0 this past weekend. Bravo host Olimpia in the Lubzansky derby. Lumi probably have the hardest task of the four, in so much as they have to go away to Domžale, who have been in good form themselves. I mean, obviously they don't have anything to play for save pride. But yeah, their sort of form would indicate that you wouldn't really want to play them away on the last day of the season when you've got something that matters on the line. Pushed to a prediction on that, I would probably say Kopea will be the side that will drop into ninth, purely because they're in poor form. I suspect Alumni and Bravo will get something, and I suspect Celje will beat Kopea. Kopea have looked a bit on holiday in recent game weeks, and I think they've sort of assumed safety too soon, and it's quite hard to change that mentality and to change things around when you're on that sort of slide coming into the final day. At the top of the table, I don't know, to be quite honest. It is going to be a fantastic game. I think, you know, it's going to be a fantastic spectacle, having fans back for one, but you know, just that it is for the second season in a row of a title decider on the final day between the two sides who are deciding the title between them. You couldn't write it. It is just incredible stuff. And, you know, I think it's one of the things that's been really brilliant about Slovenia over the past few seasons is that we've had these you know, consistently great title races. This is the third final day decider in the space of the last four seasons, which is just, you know, for any league, that's ridiculous. And it goes to show just the equality in the league. You obviously do have key battles there on field. I think one of the things that probably will swings me a little bit towards Mura in this instance is that over the past weeks, you've seen the return to form of Luka Popčanić. who is their key midfielder. But you, alongside that, you've also got a coming into form of Tommy Horvath on the left wing. I think you just sort of have that creative difference. It's not even a creative difference, really. Both of them are very good at shooting from distance, and both of them are very willing to shoot from distance. It would not surprise me if, you know, you get to the 85th minute and Luka Bobicarnac just laces one from 30 yards into the top corner, and that's the title. That's entirely possible. It's entirely plausible. And that would be entirely amazing. Let's be quite honest. I will be making sure I will be watching it this weekend. I don't have a time for you to watch things at the minute because on the apps it says 3 p.m. Saturday. But what I would say is that they do have the tendency to shift things around in Slovenia to suit TV. So it may well be that that changes if I was scheduling the league, which I'm not. I'm not. I don't have that sort of pull. I think you may see that game on its own after start of half five or something like that on its own. Keep an eye on the social media channels of the Pierva Liga SI is one fact. Just as if there are any changes. If not, then all five games going off at once is going to be just crazy trying to keep track of everything that's going to go on because it's been an unpredictable season and it's going to continue to be that, no doubt. Thank you for listening. We'll be doing Euro 2020 in 2021 podcasts coming up. Obviously, looking at the Croatian side because most of the others didn't get there, but we'll also look at North Macedonia as well, of course. So, yes, thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the final weekend of the Croatian and Slovenian season, and I will catch you next time.